Yes, she is.
She? Oh. I was so excited when I got your letter. I phoned Rose and I said, Rose, we're going to England. She thought it was some kind of practical joke at first. Isn't that right, Rose? Rose? Rose! That girl, can you believe it, Mr. Holdaway? She's fallen asleep again.
Oh, come on! Abel! If I wanted silly tittle-tattle and hedge gossip about swirling things, I would have asked you for it.
What is this place? Who are these people?
Those who sleep enter the dreaming, the realm of Morpheus, Lord of Dreams. Rose, dreaming, watches Morpheus's librarian, Lucian, who is currently attempting a census of its varied occupants. The inhabitant of the House of Secrets is proving less than clear on the subject.
All I want is a list of the entities that reside here.
Lucian, improbably tall, bespectacled, and dressed like a Victorian schoolteacher, carries a heavy ledger in one hand and a quill pen in the other.
If you put it like that, there's me, and there's the house itself, and of course, and the Bubba, the bottle imp.
Abel, the regularly murdered brother of Cain, stands in the doorway with Goldie, the gargoyle chick, upon his shoulder.
And there's probably something unspeakably nasty in the sub-basement, but I don't ever go down there. Oh, my oh dear, I seem inadvertently to have omitted my friend.
This baby gargoyle?
It's called Goldie.
So cute.
That's better. So, you, Abel, check. The House of Secrets, check. Bottle imp, check. Something nasty in the basement.
Sub-basement.
Sub-basement, check. And a baby gargoyle named Goldie. A new addition, eh?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Abel. Everything seems to be in order. And don't go spreading foolish rumors, eh? Yes, thank you as well, Goldie.
The palace of the Lord of Dreams is no longer the ruin it was when he first returned from captivity. Not that the sleeping Rose Walker is aware of its history. She dreams of elegant towers and walls studded with jewels and gems, covering not so much acres as what seems like square miles.
11,001, 11,002, 11,003.
Lucian, reading from his ledger, walks up the driveway to a huge gateway, guarded, to Rose's alarm, by three huge mythological beasts, a wyvern, a hippogriff, and a griffin. They allow him to pass through the great outer doorway.
11,014.
The Palace of Dream contains many rooms. As befits a dream, and Rose's dream in particular, none of them appear to have any logical connection to each other. The hallway is lined with suits of armor. Lucian bustles through, lost in his calculations. In the next room, the suits of armor give way to storefront mannequins, unclothed, lining a huge swimming pool. The only way to walk across is by means of a long, unsteady plank. Lucian pays it little heed.
11,053.
Each room presents new inconsistencies. Rose's dream seems almost random in its variety, yet Lucian is a constant factor, refusing to be distracted.
11,058. 11,059. 11,060.
The room through which subway trains pass is of no consequence to him either.
As I thought, only four big ones unaccounted for. I have completed the census, Lord.
Hello, Lucian.
Dream's throne room is huge, vaulted, and gothic. Its arched windows, covered by heavy drapes, are the last barrier to the madness of pure dream, which is at the true heart of the dreaming. The throne is at the center of the room, a huge one-piece carved chair made of black marble. Morpheus stands on the steps leading to it, in his black robe, with the hem of embroidered flames. Morpheus is every inch the dark, immortal, inhuman king.
Wow.
His deep-set eyes like black pits with stars in them. He looks thoughtful as he seats himself on the throne.
What tidings do you bring me?
Some good, some bad, my lord.
You have tallied them all, I presume?
Yes, sir. There are 11,060 accounted for. Some minor night kind are missing, a few of the lesser dreams and creatures. There are also a handful of new entities.
That is to be expected. But you said you had bad news.
Four of the major arcana are missing, sir. They are not to be found in the dreaming.
Name them.
Brute and Glob of your palace staff, sir. They vanished a few decades ago, as I supposed, to the fringes of the dreaming, but they aren't anywhere to be found. I never trusted them, my lord.
It was not in their natures to be trustworthy, Lucian. Who else is missing?
Well, the Corinthian.
I see. That could well be bad news. The Corinthian is not the most social of nightmares. And the fourth?
Fiddler's Green. He's not in the dreaming. Nowhere. I checked twice.
Fiddler's Green is missing. Well, that is passing strange, Lucian. He is, after all, Vavasor of his own dominion. And always so reliable.
I know, lord.
These are all disturbing absences, Lucian. I do not like the idea of four puissant creatures escaped from the dreaming. I blame myself. Had I been here, fulfilling my function.
It was not your fault, my lord.
No. Then whose?
There is more news, my lord. Pure gossip amongst the night kind, of course, but perhaps under these circumstances it could be significant. On my travels, as I took the census, I repeatedly heard the same murmurs from the dream folk. There are rumors of a vortex, my lord. Perhaps you might wish to investigate?
I have already done so. The rumors are quite true, Lucian. There is indeed a vortex, a true annulet, the first of this era.
Then you must hunt for it, sir. It must be controlled.
I need do neither, Lucian. There is no need to alarm yourself so. The vortex is a she, not an it. If you look closely, you will see her observing us now from the corner of the throne room.
What?
Why, you are right, lord. Quintessential vortex material.
It is me. They're looking at me.
And she's so young.
I'm dreaming.
Rose! Wake up, honey.
We've arrived.
Gotta be this traveling. Another weird dream. Ugh, like a fairy tale. Weird people. Kings and goblins looking at me.
Come on, hun. You're still half asleep. We're here. Say, your client, does she own all of this?
No, Mrs. Walker. This is a private nursing home for the elderly. My client is merely a resident. Shall we go in?
What's an annulet?
It's a kind of ring, I believe. Old word. It's an unusual thing to want to know. This way.
Thank you.
Annulet? Where did you run across a word like that, girlie?
I'm right. Holdaway is a total bozo. I don't know. I think that it was something in my dream. And please don't call me girly. I'm 21, and I wouldn't have liked it when I was 10.
I beg your pardon, Miss Walker. Miss Kincaid, your guests are here.
Please, come in. It isn't locked. Come in. Come in.
I don't know what I was expecting. Not her. Small, bright eyes. Hair mostly white, with a darker streak still in it. Old-fashioned dress. High lace collar. Mom said she had to be almost 90. But she looks younger. like she hasn't used her face for 70 years, so the wrinkles haven't developed. She looks lost and fragile, like a little China doll. And weirdly familiar, and I don't know why.
Hello. You're Miranda Walker, and you must be Rose. Come over here, darling, both of you. Let me look at you. I'm Unity. Unity Kincaid. Yes, oh, yes, please, both of you, sit next to me. This is my room. I thought briefly about moving out, but the Bedford Square house was sold a long time ago, and I've lived here so long. Over 30 years, they tell me.
It's like an old-fashioned hotel room, in a top-class, old-fashioned hotel. On the nightstand by the bed is a clock, a glass of water, a file with papers and photos in it. But what catches my eye is the old doll's house on the table opposite.
That's all I have left of the old house. Holdaways held on to it when the furniture was sold, along with a few other personal possessions. I'm sorry about all this rigmarole. It was my own fault. I wanted to see you both, you see, and I thought perhaps if it were all explained to you first, you might not have been willing to come. And I couldn't have borne that. Jack, please leave us.
Certainly, Miss Kincaid. I'll wait downstairs in the sitting room.
I don't remember him, but I knew his father, or perhaps it was his grandfather. Holdaways have been the family solicitors since the 45 Rebellion.
Listen, Miss Kincaid, I don't want to be rude or ungrateful or anything, but what is this about?
Look in the mirror. You too, Rose.
What?
Don't you see it, dear? I'm your mother, Miranda. I'm your grandmother, Rose. Don't you see?
You're wrong. My mother, she's dead. I knew my mother. This is crazy. I know.
Hush. Rose, darling, can you wait outside, please? I ought to talk to your mother alone.
Sure.
Miranda. Just sit there, dear. Please, don't cry. I have to show you some documents.
Wow. It's true. I know it's true, even if Mom can't see it. But this kind of thing doesn't happen to you, does it? It happens to other people. So much was happening so fast. I wish I could remember my dream. There was a man in black. No, not black. He looked like he was dressed in the night. Psst. Huh? Hello?
In here, my duck?
The next door down the hallway hangs half open. The room beyond is dark. Who's there?
Hello, Rose Walker.
Do I know you? The room is dark, but I hear three voices. Women's voices.
Hello, Rose Walker.
This one sounds the youngest.
You're at a crossroads, Rose. You've learned so much today, child.
This one sounds like a trick-or-treat.
Your whole family, my butterfly, together for the first time.
She sounds nicer, like a mom.
Together, except for your brother, of course.
Jed. You know about Jed? Who are you?
Oh, names, names, names. Each name is but a single aspect of the whole. Be satisfied with the trinity you have. For example, you wouldn't want to meet us as the kindly ones.
Kind?
We can only caution you, sister. We can't protect you.
Protect me from what?
From life, my posy, my puppet. And from more than life. From the things that hover beyond life, flushing themselves against it, trying to get in. Daughter, beware dreams and houses.
Who are you? Your voice keeps changing. How many of you are there?
I am one and three and many. But that was the wrong question, child. Had you asked the right question, I could have warned you against the Corinthian. Told you of Jed and of Morpheus. Now, you're going to have to find it all out on your own.
Afraid we can't do any more at this time. A bitch, huh?
Good luck, my sparrow. My daughter.
Sister.
Child.
I don't get any of this. What are you talking about? What is this room? Where's the damn light switch? Huh? A broom closet.
Rose?
I...
Are you okay, hun? Sorry I startled you.
You've been crying.
Come here, baby. Seems your grandmother and I have a lot to tell you.
Grandmother?
Yes. It's all true, Rosebud. She's really my mother. Come here, we'll tell you all about it.
Nothing. Nothing's the matter.
I was ill for a very long time, dear. I slept for decades. I only came to my senses last year, but even so, when I was ill, I had a baby.
But if you were asleep...
And that was your mother, Rose. That was Miranda.
Oh.
My family arranged for the baby to be adopted. When I recovered, I called in Mr. Holdaway. I told him I wanted to know about the baby. And at first, he lied to me. Eventually, he admitted the truth. There had been a baby.
I'm listening to Unity, but my eyes have fixed themselves on the doll's house. It's just a trick of the light, but I think I can see a figure in one of the upstairs windows, leaning on the sill, just listening.
I am a very rich woman. We hired private detectives to find the child.
The figure is dressed in black, with a white face under a mop of black hair.
The trail was very cold, but there had been records.
His eyes are black pools with stars for irises.
Eventually they found Miranda. And you, Rose. I had Holdaway send you two the letters and the airfare and, well, here you are. The whole family. Together for the first time.
Not Jed, though. Has Mom told her about Jed?
I'm almost 90, Rose, but I've only really lived for about 17 years. In a funny way, I'm younger than you. I should give you something, shouldn't I? Here, something for you. A ring.
The amulet.
What?
It's all coming true, isn't it? My dreams.
What are you talking about, Rosebud?
What's happening to me, Mom? The woman in the hall closet. They knew about Jed. They said I should beware of the Corinthian.
What's the Corinthian?
Wait here.
Your wine, mister.
Thank you.
You want any more? You just ring room service. You hear?
I will. You've been very helpful. Thank you. That's good. You took my advice. Didn't go anywhere. Here, let me loose that.
Listen, mister, I said I didn't mind the kinky stuff, but listen, you untie me, man. I'll do whatever you want, man. Just please.
Davey, I said we were only going to play, didn't I?
Yeah, just play. That's right.
Let me take these glasses off so I can see you better.
Shit. Your eyes are mouths, man. How can they have teeth?
Now, Davy.
This is a nightmare.
It's playtime.
Ah! 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 824 Atlantic Avenue, Cocoa, Florida.
What's it come to?
$4.50.
Here, keep the change.
Thanks.
The first thing I think when I see the place is that I've traveled 5,000 miles back from meeting my grandmother, and I'm looking at her doll's house again. It's old and made of wood, and there's a little window up in the shingles. I'm wondering who lives in that room when somebody leans out of a window below.
Hi, are you Rose?
Yeah.
Be right down.
Pleasant face, good cheekbones, looks friendly.
I'm Hal Carter, your new landlord. Come on in, let me give you a hand with your bags.
Thanks.
You're up on the second floor. That okay?
Sure. Sorry, I was miles away.
The Sandman. Moving in.
So, what do you think of Florida? Must be a big change after, where was it? New Jersey?
Yeah, but I've only been back in the States a couple of hours. I spent the last week in England with my mom, and I haven't quite recovered from that yet. Ask me in a week?
Sure.
Excuse me, Hal?
Oh, hi, Barbie.
But we were wondering...
Are you going to be Dolly this evening?
Because if you are...
We will bring Ken's mother back here.
After the show.
We don't mind, of course.
But Mom's very... straight.
Not like us.
Ah, I don't think Miss Dolly will be gracing us with her presence tonight, children. Ken's mother can come over with impunity.
Oh!
Great!
Now, Ken, Barbara, this is Rose. She's moving in upstairs.
Call me Barbie Rose. Barbie and Ken, isn't it a scream?
Weird thing is, it fits. Right, yeah. Well, hi guys. Catch you later.
Sure.
You bet.
Let's go up. Ladies.
What have we here?
Hello, new housemate. We heard the commotion and thought it proper to introduce ourselves. I am Chantal. This is Zelda.
I'm Rose.
Zelda says, hello.
They are both veiled in black, in white dresses that could be shrouds and white evening gloves. Both have long, white blonde hair and black, slightly raggedy veils. On their chests they wear stuffed tarantula brooches. From what I can see under the veil, they have large eyes, Egyptian-style makeup.
Zelda and myself have lived here for 2 years. Zelda wants you to know that we possess the largest collection of stuffed spiders in private hands on the eastern seaboard.
Oh. That's nice. See you later?
Indeed. Zelda looks forward to it.
That was Chantal and Zelda.
Yeah.
Our spider women. The spider obsession basically runs to big hairy ones stuffed and mounted, and wearing spider and web earrings.
Oh. Does Zelda say much?
She whispers sometimes.
Lovers? Sisters? Friends?
I have no idea what their relationship is. Neither does anyone else in the building. It doesn't matter. They're soulmates. Well, now you've met just about all of our happy household, except Gilbert. He's on the top floor. He's a character. This is your room. Here you go. I'm just below you, so in case of problems or an unexpected attack from the spider women, just bang on the floor.
Thanks. This is sort of exciting. I can hardly believe I'm here. Hmm, What kind of bird is that?
A big black one. Shoo! Go away. Rose, I hate to pry, but why are you here?
I'm in your house, Mr. Carter, because this is what the accommodation agency found me at no notice.
Okay, but why Florida?
I'm here to find my brother. I'm playing detective for my mother and grandmother.
Your brother? What's he like?
I don't know. He'd be about 12 now. I haven't seen him for 7 years. His name's Jed.
Jed, in the land of marvelous dreams. Jed is with his superhero buddies, the Sandman and Leela.
It is a fine day today.
Sure is, Fury. Hold my hand, Jed, and we will fly.
Come on, Jed.
Oh, we are flying. I cannot fly when I am awake.
Do not let go of my hand, Jed, or you will fall.
I can see a balloon up there. There are people in the basket under it.
Hello, Jed. Watch out for the Skooky Bird.
It is our Skooky Bird.
Oh, no. It is the Skooky Bird. And it is Brute and Glob in the basket under the balloon.
Hold on to the Sandman, Jed.
The Skooky Bird is tickling my hand. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Mother, save me. I'm falling to the ground.
Shut up, you little bastard. I'll really give you something to scream about.
Jed bites the inside of his cheek to keep from sobbing aloud. He whimpers nervously deep in his throat. The floor is uncomfortable and his bladder aches. He's bruised and dirty and cold. He's wearing an old t-shirt and baggy jeans. He hasn't got shoes. The floor of the cellar is dirty and there's no light. Jed extends an arm to the raw brick wall, walks carefully through the dark to the corner of the basement. He urinates in the corner. The smell that rises from the hole makes him gag. Then he curls up on the dry dirt floor again, under his ragged blanket, and for a few more fleeting hours, Jed escapes.
Jed, in the land of marvelous dreams. Jed has fallen onto something soft. His superhero buddies, the Sandman and Fury, are flying to save him.
Jed, are you all right?
I fell on top of Brute's balloon.
Now Jed, Leela, and I will fly down to my dream dome. And those scamps, Brute and Glob, must go back to their cells.
Okay.
Oh, no! We are doomed!
Dear Mom. Hi. Well, I've been here a couple of days so far. Hope you and Grandma Unity are fine. I'm staying in the house Unity's people found out on the coast. It's sort of weird here. I mean, I keep feeling like I've strayed into a remake of The Addams Family. The house, and my room, is great. But the other tenants... Okay, get this, Mom, and Grandmom. Downstairs are a couple called Ken and Barbie. They're normal. Terrifyingly, appallingly normal. Like, they've gone through normal and come out of the other side. The Stepford Yuppies. Right. The room across the hall contains the Spider Woman, Zelda and Chantal. I don't know their last name. Nobody seems to know if they're mother and daughter, sisters, lovers, business partners, or what. They dress in white and collect dead spiders. Chantal says they have over 24,000. Zelda never says anything. I only hope that their spiders are all dead. If I find a spider in my bath, I'm not going to check its catalog number before screaming discreetly and flushing it down the john. Upstairs is Gilbert. Gilbert, as far as I can tell, is a disembodied presence who haunts the loft room. I've heard his voice booming down the stairwell. Never seen him, though. What he was saying was that he wanted Hal to bring him a 6-foot-long pencil, since he was going to stay in bed for a week and wished to draw on the ceiling. Weird, huh? And he sounds British to me, Unity. Fruit Loops from the mother country. At least Hal, our landlord, is normal. Huh?
Ugh! Who? That man! The gall of that, if he's so clever, what is he doing directing a drag show? No talent man!
Hal?
He's cut my tribute to Sondheim and given an extra number to that slut Mitzi. I told him, Douglas, I don't care who you're screwing, but if Broadway baby goes, then so do I, asshole!
Well, relatively normal, anyway. Oh, another tenant showed up when I did. He, or she, is a big raven, I think, who's been hanging around outside my window. Hal says I ought to charge him rent on my window ledge. Yesterday I went out to the lighthouse on Dolphin Island. I spent this morning in the courthouse going through the county records. This is what I got. Local man dies in 2-car smash-up. When Dad died, and why couldn't anyone have let us know? I mean, I would have liked the option to refuse to go to his funeral. Jed definitely went to live with our grandfather, my father's father. Ezra Paulson, lighthouse keeper, on the island. Grandfather, wish I'd met him. He sounds like a nice old guy. Looked like Santa Claus in oilskins in the photo. Looked after Jed. But Grandpa drowned about 4 years back. He was 82. So where's Jed? Don't know. Yet. And that's all I've got so far. I'll keep looking. All my love to both of you. Rose.
In the dream realm, the Lord of Dreams stands on the shores of night, awaiting his faithful messenger.
Hello, Matthew. The surveillance goes well, I presume.
Yeah. Gets kind of dull, though, peeking in through windows, and I feel kind of creepy, you know, watching her like that.
Rose is a vortex, Matthew. Sooner or later, she'll attract the stray dreams to her, or she'll be drawn to them.
Sure.
Just keep watching her. You are my eyes, Matthew.
Sometimes I can feel you there in the back of my head. It's really gonna take me a long time to get used to all of this. What are you doing down here on the shore? What are these 3 people you're working on? Are you gonna give them faces or what?
I am creating a new nightmare. I have not yet given it a name. Do you have anything new to report?
Nothing yet. Rose is still trying to find her little brother, boss. Sire.
I doubt that anything connected with a vortex is coincidental, Matthew. I wish to know more about her brother. Get me a picture of the boy.
On it.
I must see him to find him.
I've been in the town 5 days now. I found out more about Jed. He was sent to live with relatives when grandfather died. My late father, the skunk side of the family. I've just been to see Dolly's show. That's what Hal calls himself, when he is herself. I thought I knew this town, and I don't. For example, I thought that this alley was a shortcut back to the house. Oh, you beautiful doll. You great, big, beautiful doll. Let me put my arms around you. I can never live without you. Nope. Not at midnight, it isn't. This is a dead end, and...
Hey, kitty kitty. You out after bedtime?
Pretty kitty.
Here, kitty kitty.
Wanna come and play with us, pretty kitty?
Let me pass.
That's the only way out?
Now, kitty. Money first, then we do the thing.
Don't touch me.
Ah, kitty's got a temper.
Gentlemen?
Huh?
It would seem to me that the young lady desires to retain both her purse and honor.
Aw, shit.
You'll excuse me if I intrude.
Run!
I do apologize, gentlemen. You seem to have tripped over my cane.
Would you like to kick them, Miss,
No, no, thank you. These are my nice shoes.
Come on, let's beat it!
Thank you. Thanks a whole bunch. My name's Rose. Rose Walker.
Ah, the downstairs front lodger.
The what? You must be Gilbert, the man upstairs.
I'm afraid I must.
Gilbert, is that your first name, or your last?
Indubitably. I could not have put it better myself, Miss Walker. Would you like me to accompany you back to the house?
Thank you. I went to see Dolly's show.
Our esteemed landlord's thespian endeavor. I must confess, I've not had the pleasure.
It's fun, in a camp sort of way. They all sing Hello, Dolly when he first comes on stage. You know, it seemed like most of those guys had better legs than I do.
Jed, in the land of marvelous dreams. He's the Sandman. And he and his lovely wife, Lita, are glad Jed was there to help.
Thank you for helping me to save the world from the Toad Dancers of Pluto, Jed.
When the stork brings me my baby, you will have a new friend to play with.
Lita's going to have a baby.
Go on, let us out.
We will be good.
No, I cannot let you out, Boot and Glob. You have been bad. I will look at these cute little furry animals in the glass bubble. I wonder, what do these buttons do? Oh, they disappeared inside the glass bubble and are now outside with me. Oh, you're so cute. You must play with me. But wait, Sandman, Lita, something's wrong. They're multiplying. There are so many of them. I do not know what to do.
Oh, no. Foolish Jed. You have let out the verbal gerbils.
Oh, they will eat up all our food.
Oh, help me. Oh, Mama. I wish I had not pressed that button. Ow. Get off me, damn rat. Oh, stop biting me. Stupid goddamn rat. Stupid. Goddamn. Stupid. Oh, God.
Of course, you ought to be in high heels and a fishtail dress.
I'll open the window or it'll get too hot.
You don't really want to do this.
Go on, Hal. I've got nothing to do while I'm waiting for the PIs to call. Please.
Well, if you're sure, here goes. Okay, now. Step, step, and turn, and step, ball, change, and...
Hey, stop that! Come back here with that photograph! You thieving! You...
Why'd you leave your papers on the windowsill?
Hello? Hello?
Come in, Gilbert.
Miss Walker, there is someone on the hall telephone for you.
Gangway!
Yeah, excuse me.
Well, what's the news then?
Am I to infer, sir, that you are presuming that I might actually have inquired as to the nature of someone else's telephone call?
Gilbert?
Well, I believe the call comes from the private detectives Miss Walker has hired to find her brother. Successfully.
Matthew.
Got you a picture of the kid.
Thank you, Matthew.
Hey, you're welcome, boss.
This is strange. The boy is still in the realm of the living, but I cannot find him. Wait in Eve's cave, Matthew. I shall call you if I have need of you. I will return to the center of the dreaming.
Okay. You got it.
There is more to this than meets the eye. Each human is connected to the dreaming. They spend a third of their lives in this realm. To break the connection would take power and knowledge. Slowly, methodically, I must search for the boy afresh. But which dream could be responsible for his concealment? Fiddler's Green? Root and Glob?
We will be good.
Let us out.
The Corinthian?
Mister? Billy? What happened?
Be quiet. I haven't finished with you. This is the occupant of room 113. Can I have an outside line, please? Hello. Is this Nimrod? I'm just a friend. One of your fellow collectors. Oh, I've heard on the grapevine about some kind of get-together. Oh, for people who share our specialized interests. Uh-huh. Oh, I don't need to write it down. I don't forget things. Shoot. Okay. That's this weekend, then. Yeah, I'll be free. So, where exactly? Georgia, huh? Nice state. Sure, I know that town. I know America like the back of my hand. I'm part of the American Dream. Oh, a name to register under. Put me down as the Corinthian. Well, that's very kind of you to say so. I admire your work as well. It'll be good to meet some kindred spirits. Indeed. No, thank you.
Mister, we can't see anything.
Of course not. And your eyes are quite delicious.
You eating them?
But now, it's time to say goodbye, boys.
Well, I'll be back on Monday, Hal. I've rented a wreck for the drive down there. I've left my stuff up in the room.
Oh, no problem, honey. And I'm sure I can find somewhere for your brother to stay when you two get back.
Thanks. You're terrific. Seen Gilbert anywhere? I wanted to say goodbye.
Not since this morning. Now, take care of yourself. There are some crazy people out there.
I will.
And keep practicing the dance steps I showed you.
I will. Bye. Gilbert! What are you doing here?
I intend to accompany you on your travels, Miss Walker. I believe America is a very large and excitable place, and a young woman traveling alone could get into all sorts of scrapes. Witness the other night. I am here in my role as amateur knight errant.
What the hell is that?
I have brought my sword stick and an ancient but serviceable revolver.
What?
Shall we be off?
Oh, no. Absolutely not. No way.
So, where exactly?
He's apparently out on a farm with some relatives. My late father's cousin Clarice and her husband. Little farm in upstate Georgia. The private detectives finally traced him through Georgia State records. My little brother. I haven't seen him since my parents split up. Anyway, these farmers are claiming $800 a month for him, from the state. So, at least they'll be taking good care of him. Won't he be pleased to see us?
Jed, in the land of marvelous dreams.
Now the Sandman's whistle will stop your evil scheme, Dr. Spider Lobster. Blow it, Sandman!
Sure thing, Jed.
Found him.
Excellent news, sir.
My pouch.
Here, sir.
How dare they? How dare they?
Gauntlets, sir.
Brute and Glob. Brute strength and base cunning. This has their stink about it, Lucian.
Indeed, sir. Your own.
dare they? They severed this child from the true dreaming. They are living in his mind, Lucy.
Unprecedented, sir.
They know the law. My law. And they have wantonly defied it. Did they think they could hide from me?
Sheer madness, my lord. Your helmet?
I do not know what game they are playing, but I know this. I am angry, Lucian. And it's my move.
Meanwhile, in the Dream Dome, the headquarters of Hector Hall, the Sandman. The wall monitors detect a sinister new threat.
It's a 10-alarm nightmare, and it's heading this way. Better batten down the hatches, team. This is going to be a doozy.
The Sandman turns to his unlikely cohorts. Brute, huge and menacing.
Looks like it, boss.
And Glob, who is a blob with two arms and legs, eyes, and a huge mouth.
What he said.
Lita's going to love seeing me in action.
The Sandman. Playing House.
Upstairs in the private quarters, brushing her hair, Lita is rudely pulled from her reverie by the alarm, which echoes and clangs through the Dream Dome. She used to be Fury, a second-generation superheroine who went into the family business because it was expected of her. But she got pregnant and discovered her apparently dead sweetheart, Hector, was still alive in dreams. So she married him and came here to join him. She never sees any of her old friends. She never sees anyone except him. She dresses pretty, and she has everything she wants, she supposes, or she is told. But she never gets to do anything except tidy the Dream Dome. And mostly, she walks around feeling numb and unable to feel or to think clearly. She tries to remember what she was thinking about and, failing, resolves to go and talk to her husband.
He'll know. Hector knows everything.
Incongruous in her lace nightgown, hairbrush still in hand, she descends the spiral staircase to the control room. Around her, the alarm system whoops and shrills. Another emergency. Hector seems to work so much these days, and they no longer make love. She can't blame him, of course.
By golly, this looks big.
She wouldn't welcome Hector's advances if he made them. Not in her delicate condition. Still, when the baby is born, things will be different, won't they? Mummy and daddy and baby makes three. Oh, she must remember to ask Hector about that.
Brute, Glob, either of you guys ever seen anything like this before?
We know what that is. Mr. Sandford, the voice Sandman, he had a battle with this guy once. It's called,
the Nightmare Monster. A terrible creature from the, Underid. One of your hereditary foes.
Then I'll have to show it what the Sandman is made of. Isn't that right, honey?
Hector?
Yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry, Hector. I was thinking. I was thinking about something. I'm sorry.
Just, keep brushing your hair for a moment, honey. Listen, you two, that thing will be here soon, so get me any files on it we have. Heck, we were due to take little Jed to the circus in the stars tonight. If it takes more than a couple of hours to thrash this critter, we'll have to put that off until tomorrow night.
Okay, boss.
Yeah, got it.
Come on, Mrs. Sandman, I'll walk you back to our quarters.
Oh, Hector,
Yes, honey?
You won't be in any danger, will you?
Oh, honey! You're talking to the man who rescued the Tooth Fairy from the Jovian Fishmen, who stopped the big bad wolf from huffing down the Chrysler Building. Nobody ever beats the Sandman. Everything is going to be just fine.
Darling, how long have we been living in the Dream Dome?
Must be a couple of years by now, hon. Why?
Well, it just seemed to me like maybe I ought to have had this baby by now. I was about 6 months pregnant when we got here.
You know, you could just have something there, baby cakes. You know, Precious, I'll bet that the stork doesn't know how to get to the Dream Dome. He's probably got our little bundle of joy in its white cotton diaper right now.
Oh.
I'll tell Brute and Glob about it. They'll know how to get a message to that old stork, you'll see. I'll talk to them right after I've beaten the nightmare monster.
Be careful.
Don't you worry your pretty head. This is a job for the Sandman.
The beautiful Lita lives in a pretty house with her husband, Hector Hall. There are two servants, Brute and Glob, and 1,000 screens. She has all the dresses she can wear, and a husband who has a very important job. Hector is the Sandman. With his two assistants, Brute and Glob, he gives all the children in the world wonderful dreams. Wonderful, wonderful dreams.
All the children? The only child Lita has actually met in the dreaming is called Jed. Jed comes to visit them all the time. Nobody else. In her dream house, in her pretty dresses, Lita doesn't think about anything much anymore. But sometimes she almost wonders why.
Get up, you little creep. Come on!
Don't hurt me.
Up to the kitchen.
You're letting me out of the cellar?
Shut up and move it.
You're hurting me. Ow!
Don't leave a mark.
Now, you listen up, you little animal. And you listen good now.
Listen to your stepfather, boy.
Yes?
Next week, someone's gonna come from the welfare department to see how you're doing. See if they're getting their money's worth out of you.
So we're gonna clean you up and bring you up out of the cellar. And you're gonna show her Bruce's room and make out it's yours. And tell her how well we feed you and all. And none of your lying or carrying on, boy.
Fearless? Do ya? Now, you say anything to this welfare snooper about the cellar, or anything goes on in this house, and I'm going to wire your hands to the pipes down there and proceed to break every bone in your body. One by one by one. Now, get! Bad luck.
Here.
Clarice and Barnaby receive $800 a month from the state for Jed.
When's my dinner?
20 minutes.
3 years ago, he ran away. Since then, he's been locked in the basement. Barnaby and Clarice see it as protecting their investment. They know it's important to keep Jed safe. They just couldn't tell you why.
What's keeping this dumb nightmare monster, huh? Brute, old pal?
I don't know, boss.
This certainly is a puzzle. What are we facing here?
It is him, isn't it? Lord Morpheus.
Shut up, Scatbrain. His name alone could give him immediate entry here.
Sorry, but it is him, isn't it?
Who else? So far, our barriers are holding. If he breaks them, he kills the kid, and he can't do that.
Huh?
Rules. So it buys us a little time while he worms his way in.
I'm beginning to think we should have stuck with the last Sandman. Hall's even dumber than Sanford was. It takes some doing, but he is.
Say, guys.
Yeah, boss?
Do you think this nightmare monster is going to be a tougher battle than the skeleton men from Pluto? Do you?
I am coming. I am coming through the barriers you have erected in this mind. I am coming, though the way be arduous and strange. Nothing will stop me. As I travel, I admire the craftsmanship in the construction of this maze. Admire the traps and pitfalls they have wrought. You have learned well, my servants, to force the child to construct these barriers inside its mind in its effort to escape the physical world, to build an island of dream alone and untouched by the true dreaming. This takes skill. My admiration does not lessen my anger. I am Dream. I am coming.
Living in a dream house with a dream husband and...
Lita loses her train of thought and commences absently to brush her hair, looking in the mirror. Is this what she wants? Is this what she wanted? She always wanted to be with Hector. Even when they were children, when she was a strong, rich kid and he was a hero brat. But she must have wanted more than that. Mustn't she?
Come on, Lita. You're wasting time.
But Hector's dreams came first. They always did. Lita and Hector did so much together. They came out of the closet on the costume stuff together when they were at UCLA.
I am Fury. I fight for justice, as my mother did before me.
Why did she do that? Become a cheap copy of her vanished mother? It all seems like a dream now. So hard to hold on to. Nothing's tangible anymore. There were the nightmare times when she thought Hector was dead. Well, to be fair, he was dead. And she was pregnant with his child.
No! He can't be dead! He can't!
But Brute and Glob had caught his soul in the Dream Dome, made him the Sandman, the protector of dreams. And after the wedding, she went to live there. And she was very happy. They were all so very, very happy.
Hi, babe. Just calling in to say I'm off to fight the nightmare monster. Brute and Glob are going to eject me through the dream chute now.
That's nice, dear. Have a good time.
Activate the chute, boys.
Good luck, boss.
Here I go.
Yeah, there he goes. Bye-bye, Bozo. Now what?
Festering scabs. Pus and pox and puke on it all. We came so damn close. Just a few more years, it would have worked.
Nah, it would never have worked.
But it was fun to try.
So, do we sit and watch our old boss pull the Bozo's head off? Or should we find some place to lose ourselves and start the whole thing over again?
Do we know where we are?
Somewhere in the middle of nowhere, Dodge County, Georgia. We'll never get this thing started again tonight, Gilbert.
It was you who chose to rent a wreck, Miss Walker.
You said you wouldn't mention that again.
My apologies, Miss Walker.
We might as well walk. Can't be too far to a motel. We'll get the car fixed, or pick up another, and go get Jed tomorrow morning, when we're fresh.
The Yellow Hammer Hotel.
Told ya.
Hosting a... serial convention. Presumably the clientele are drawn from this rural setting.
But I told you there'd be a motel, right? What was that then? 10 miles? 15?
Perhaps a mile and a half, Miss Walker.
You're no fun, Gilbert. Anyway, with our luck, they'll be all booked up.
Well, I'm afraid we are kind of booked up, little lady. This convention, they've booked the whole place through the weekend. There are empty rooms since most of them don't get here till tomorrow morning, but...
Look, we'll be out of here first thing tomorrow. Promise.
Indeed.
I really ought to check with the manager, but he'll be asleep.
And we won't get in the way of your cereal growers, or eaters, whatever. Honest.
Okay. You're both on the third floor, 311 and 312. I really shouldn't be doing this.
I know, and I can't thank you enough. Neither can Cousin Gilbert.
Elevators are over there.
Cousin Gilbert?
Come on, Gil. Lighten up.
Did
you see those names on his clipboard?
The convention guest list?
Weird. The bone gardener?
Bone meal is used as fertilizer.
I guess. What about the California widow?
Bereavement is as common in agriculture as any other form of life.
So what do you think cereal fans are into, huh? Maybe they collect those little plastic figurines and old Cap'n Crunch whistles.
Mayhap.
The Corinthian.
Did you say something?
No, nothing.
Third floor. We alight here.
Okay. Rooms 301 to 321 to the left.
Lead on.
Hey, you in the Shades?
Yes.
Word on the street is you're in Atlanta looking for a little rough trade and easy action. Is that so?
Could be.
Don't joke us around, guy. Me and Dougie here, we might be interested in a threesome.
If the price was right. I have money. Good news for us anyway.
Take him, Dougie.
Jesus!
Asshole! I'm gonna rip out your eyes for that, shithead!
What the fuck?
My fingers, man! Oh, God!
His eyes, Joe Bob! Look at his eyes!
Holy shit, Dougie! He bit off my fingers with his eyes!
Now, gentlemen, you've had your fun. I think it's time for me to have mine. My sunglasses. Nice knife. Easy action.
Oh, man.
I see my servants have a servant of their own.
Come on, you dumb nightmare monster! It's defeating the forces of darkness time!
Little ghost, get out of my way.
There's something happening. There's something happening in my head. I'm scared. There's something happening in my head, and I'm frightened. I'm sorry. I won't run away anymore. I'm sorry. I'll let you do anything you want to me. I'll even smile. There's something happening in my head! Please let me out! Please!
Hello? Brute? Glob? Hector?
Please, let me out!
What's happening? Is something happening?
Hell?
No.
Heaven!
Don't make me laugh.
Okay, I got it. We get out of the dreaming. While he's busy with the bozo, we cut open Barnaby and Clarice.
Who?
The kids' step-parents. We could scoop out their insides and hide inside their skins. Dream would never think of looking for us there.
He would.
Yeah, he would.
Hold, foul nightmare creature, or I will disperse your fabric with my genuine plastic ultrasonic whistle.
Oh, you try my patience, little ghost.
Where are your masters?
That didn't faze you, huh? Well, let's see how you react to a capsule of dream sand. Damn, no effect.
I can feel them hiding in that place.
Get out of my way!
Monster, you shall never get past me!
And who are you?
I am the Sandman, guardian of the dreams of men, protector against wicked nightmares, lord of the Dream Dome, and friend of children everywhere!
You are what? You
are the Sandman? Is that what they told you, little ghost? Oh, humanity, I love you.
Huh?
You never cease to amaze me. Oh, this has been amusing, little ghost. And that was not something I expected. But every playtime must come to an end. This dream is over.